their committee. And feeling that this was a disputed issue, I decided to take my own decision, you know, irrespective of who stood for what. And then I went to eat. So yes, I did eat during. So I did eat during the partial strike. It was another partial strike. And people envied me when I woke up from that eating room, you know, where, you know, where clean with the toothpaste. Oh, you did see the man here, I did it.
I like coffee and no apology to anyone for that. Now, if that caterer caters for me, then that caterer going to give me my coffee, my own, the filter coffee, in the manner I want it? No. So clearly, that's one. But the issue of principle, Chair, is that it cannot be that subsistence means 66% food. Never. That's the principle. Time went against me. I wanted to Google the word subsistence. Maybe someone else has done. I insist you do miss things because we travel between two or three homes. You travel between two or three homes, you do forget that word. It's on the other side, whatever else. It's on the other side, it's not on this side. Sometimes, Chair, even the outfits, I have left, members would have noticed, there were times when I came with a very big suitcase. I would be knowing that we're going for 2 weeks. And then the time when I'm coming only with a suit cover, only to find the days are more, you know? Because you don't always keep this. You can't keep this now. I will not be having it definitely on the 19th, the right foot, or whatever I must say. So you keep an impression and act based on that impression. For me, my concept of my own, again, I agree with this, is not really committing concept. But my own concept of my own subsistence means a very subsistence in the manner I complement shortfalls in my system, you know. That would be that. This morning I looked at length of my passport because I'm traveling. And clearly there would be no subsistence to cover it had I missed it, but lucky enough I got it. Chair, the manner in which we do things, I would really ask colleagues, save some topics for where you belong. Don't go and flood meetings, multiple meetings, with your own staff of your own internal party. Good enough. I think our colleagues from DA and UDM can fairly criticize our management, the chair, myself, whoever. And they will be fair because they don't have any other platform to do that. But I think, Chair, I need to strongly object to a member of my own party to which I have a time. Coming to tell me in a multi-party forum that your leadership style has got questions, you know. And as a matter of fact, we can let that forward in reports to the office of the chief with all of us, those who think that clearly something has gone wrong with this junior employee, whip or what. Check the wild consultation. If someone is outside smoking, I may not as a whip remember at that point that no, someone was outside smoking. Chair, let me give an example of Klestor. In Klestor, I had a toothache. I went out to the doctor's rooms. I looked for the doctor until I got a dentist, and then they helped me. When I came back, the meeting was almost towards closure. And thank you to my team, to the whole committee chair for proceeding. So if at any point in time one is not at the point where there are consultations being done, like when I was with a medical person, the dentist, for goodness sake, I come in and support whatever decisions have been taken, you know. Chair, I would never I'm 32 years in the struggle. I know it's the smallest period of time possible. I would never kick someone when doing consultation. But if someone is not in there during consultation, then clearly I may then advise that person then that in your absence, while you were out smoking, while you were out in the fold, while you were out buying drugs, if there was this decision taken. I would insist that there was absolutely nothing wrong, and I would take exception to insinuations that there's anything with the leadership side. I've seen funny things, and I've reported to the chief whip's office, funny things. If you know some of our few meetings, you see the chief whip or deputy chief whip coming around. There are funny things, but they belong somewhere. I will not mention them here. I rest the case, Chair, and thank you for the opportunity. I think this matter is rested. We want to challenge Parliament to correct policies. Mama has put it very well. And for us to do that, please, we need to cooperate. We need to cooperate. I've been taking up people's struggles, no matter how personal. Once I hear that there's this challenge, I will take it up. Including Honorable Mshongo, he's no longer here. Honorable Mshongo, Chair, Honorable Mshongo, the Islander, his name was spelled wrongly by the travel agent, wrongly. He had to take his voyage a mile to go home. He didn't go to KZN. I have put that before Parliament's management, and knowing Mshongo very well, I know that he will never object. So whenever I see something not happening, I intervene on the spot, not happening according to what is supposed to be the norm and the order. So that is that, Chair. I made that in this discussion, but I will insist people must have a way of raising issues. It cannot be that we get flooded with such issues here. Otherwise, we would really have to go to certain other reports. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honourable Member. Can I indicate that we'll also request that when there's an issue of advice for us, because when this issue started, I've consulted with UNA, there's this issue that the members are working on 297, and most of the members feel after talking to some of the members and so on, most members feel that they are SSTP in court. Then the report that we got was that now it's late. I think Honorable Mbuni is my witness. Now it's late, so it can't be processed. Then in the next public hearing, that matter will be corrected. But as things go by, they were told that no, this thing will never be corrected because it's a policy, you know, all those things. But the response that we got when this issue started, because I said it's better for the members to be given their full essence, then the members will buy whatever. Because we told you the food that the member is eating, there is not equivalent to that 200 and something that they are deducting. Better to give the members the full SNT. But they are told that no, for now then the management is saying that they have procured the food, let members eat the food, but in the next public hearing that matter will be sorted out. But we are still remaining with that matter still now, because it was supposed to be sorted out, and I think after the second, we raised this matter after the second leg, second leg of public hearing. But now, since the policy matter, we have to change the policy and whatever, then, but we request that I take it to the chair of chairs, although the policy matter should be discussed there, and other members who are sitting in other forums, they have to ask in writing this matter. So that
thank you, Chair. I apologize for the promise I gave you, Chair, but the fact is it's a policy. This committee alone cannot change that. It's only the Rules Committee that can make a determination whether to change that policy or not. Therefore, my advice would be to address this through channels of WIPAR, from the WIPAR chapter forward, and then it goes, it's a recommendation that would go to the Rules Committee. Joint Rules Committee. Both houses can do the same thing. Mama Kada might not realize it because she was a presiding officer and she was in the end zone. Therefore, the treatment is not the same.
If this policy is going to be amended or changed,
for now, for now with the current policy that is being used, unless if the policy is changed then to accommodate what we are discussing as a charity. But what, according to my own analysis, who has saying that they're not going to resolve this matter is a policy issue, unless the policy is changed. But for now, Parliament has to provide more. I think that is Pumla. That is what Pumla is saying.
Thanks, Chairperson. I'm happy that we've discussed this matter as a committee and that we have a position and that the matter should be raised first with the relevant authorities who are dealing with roots. That is my comfort.
Thank you very much, Honourable Member. So then I think that whether hunger strike or no hunger strike, the SMT will be
297.99
But we are saying that to members that we take this matter up because we are here as members of parliament, we are not children.
Mm.
And if we are not satisfied with something, I think the management and other political they have to take our matters. So there are lots of issues that are concerned to us that you have noted since we had this public hearing. Since we have the public hearing, the other one for the overseas trips is one of the matters.
Mm.
Because some committees have got the leeway to go anywhere, anyhow, at any time. But
really?
Some committees have just been pinned down without any reason. And you know, if a person promised you that I'll give you 2 cents tomorrow, that person must give you 2 cents. Because we started this discussion a long time ago, last year. We prioritized 2 countries, then we told you that no, it would be more expensive. Let's cut 1 country, cut 1 African country, then we remain with Canada. Then I had a meeting one on one. Then we agreed that the new financial year we undertake that trip. But it was surprised when the application was resubmitted, they responded something else. So, you know, all those issues, but we'll raise them in the relevant structures. Honorable members, I think we have discussed this matter, we agree that we have to take this matter. It's unfortunate that Honorable Members is leaving, but must take the matter up to the structures where he's sitting. I will also take the matter up. And also other members who sit in other, whatever we carry or whatever, this matter must be just taken up. Because we have got the right to take a decision, we have got the right to decide what is it that must be done and what is it that must not be done. So that is it. The public hearings are continuing. We had a program. Then I'm not sure whether others will go and eat coming up with
thank you very much.
Another member?
Well, Chair, while they're coming in, it's an apology. I will be, I don't know if I'm on the right hand street, but I saw you, but please locate it wherever, Chair. I'll be in and out of your meeting, Chair. The passport, the bed, the whatnot, everything is there. But also the medicals. I understand there are medicals I'm supposed to do, which I've not yet done. Yeah. It is just on record, Chair. It is an IPU, Interparliamentary Union. I know Honorable Shibango and Honorable Water. Will be in that trip, the deputy chief group, and how we share responsibility for international relations. So, if IPU sitting in Russia up until the 19th. I have just returned from home here, Chair, and I will give it to you. Because the administration in the parliament is so confused with the travel agent that I will turn in my handwriting so that there is no the changes to my program. The rest, I'm away for 10 days from today, I'm including travel things. I am indicating that I have asked Honorable Norman Andoni's with the agriculture to alternate here, just whenever we need some support that he is in the infrastructure we should not have access to, so that the committee is not questioned. Most of our issues are open. I'm acting here as the vice chair. So whenever you're short of this or that, it means that this is going to be. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable
use my. You're thinking?
No.
Yeah.
It's
what? Yeah. Yeah.
Look at this.
If I don't come back in the next term as a politician, I can possibly get a job as a technician. Robertson Walters is a politician. Given that the funding of the recapitalization and development program was diverted from land acquisition to assist the post-settlement support, ensure that the budget and land acquisition is used for the purpose in order to meet the increasing demand for faster pace of redistribution of land in order to attain agrarian transformation. Pick on the DA day today. Working with both the DAF and Department of Rural Development and Land Reform, as well as any other relevant government entity, facilitate development of the integrated model, funding model for the supporting of land reform beneficiaries, smallholder farmers, and emerging black commercial farmers. Further assist that there is less duplication of services between DADLA and DAF. 7.1.3, assist the Commission on Restitution of Land Rights to develop and implement strategies for funding all the commitments of 5.8 billion with the MTF period. The strategy must prioritize beneficiaries whose land claims were settled prior to 2009 in order to reduce risks of commitments. 7.1.4, submit a report about on these recommendations within 3 months of the adoption of this report by the National Assembly. You want me to carry on, Chair?
No.
Okay.
If you look at recommendation 7.1.1, I'm not sure whether I was part of the meeting last week, the issue of the repair. If members well, we were told that the recap had been transferred to agriculture. But seems as if there are problems. So I don't know what that recommendation, because I'm not sure how the minister responded to the issue of the recap. What is the view of the department on the issue of the recap? Because we're told that the recap is being transferred to agriculture, but since there's also a confusion. Should we not follow it to that story?
Thanks. Good morning. In addition to that, we have received responses from the minister, which I believe maybe they are sent later or will be sent later. A response of the minister to that recommendation last year says that it was resolved in the 2016-17 financial year that post-settlement support for land reform funds is a function of DAF and the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform. Recapitalization and development function was therefore transferred to DAF with effect from 1 April 2017. The view here is that this response does not speak to that model. So yes, it has been transferred, but this committee hasn't seen the funding model which integrates all these CAF, MAFISA and all that. And remember that it was the recommendation that has been standing from DPME, this committee, to say that we need to have that kind of a sort of a comprehensive funding approach which looks at different funds into one to give them support and land reform funds. So the reason why we're putting it back is because we do not see and this committee has not received any report around the funding model. And we also checked with the work that is being done by the Portfolio Committee on Agriculture, where Mr. Kudane refers. Our understanding is that even there, there is that discussion hasn't indicated whether there is a model. So we think that we should still put it back as is. So that's why maybe I'm responding to a different question around the recap. And at the point in 7.1.1, it's about the challenge that this committee has identified, that instead of putting money to fast-track redistribution of land, money has been going to different projects. So it's been going to recap, we take from land reform. So we can't get more hectares. We then find farmers elsewhere. We're taking money from land acquisition. We find, what is the other one? Agricultural kind of project, your FRR. The one dairy, one household, two dairy cows. So there's been a lot of initiatives which are actually taking money from. So this is the whole idea. If everyone, and this came to during the discussion, where people said land is a critical, I think the chair was raising it. How come we're diverting funds from these projects to fund these other small things? So that's the essence of what we were trying to capture. Perhaps we can strengthen it a little bit. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the explanation. But when looking at 7.1.1, I'm not sure whether it's my English. It's not a recommendation. It's just a statement. It's not a recommendation. What is it that we are saying? The Minister of Finance must consider. Because when reading the sentence, given that money for the recap and development program was diverted from land acquisition, it's true, to assist with post-settlement support, ensure that the budget for land acquisition is used for the purpose in order to meet increasing demand for faster pace of redistribution of land in order to attain agrarian transformation. And I will stop.
Thank you, Chair. I'll suggest that we rephrase it this way. Must indicate Dr. Fons, you're at the wrong moment. Must indicate whether any budget has been allocated for this for recapitalization development program, saying that this program was transferred from this department, from the Department of Rural Development.
Here's the proposal.
I think that's the main, from my side, that's where the confusion lies. We don't know if there is still any budget, because you remember Rural Development keep on saying that they have no separate specific budget for this particular program. They said that twice when we asked them where is the budget, because remember I said that the Portfolio Committee on DAP says that function is followed by budget, and they said that they haven't been given any budget from this department to operationalize this program, and that's why this program is still hanging in space. So much that I've actually written to the minister to ask for clarity on this. I think probably got the letter either yesterday or today, because you'll recall that even with the public hearings we had, there were a number of people who kept on asking, where is this program? What is the situation? So I think we need to be specific with the Minister of Finance to say, is there a budget for this, and has it been transferred now to DAP? Then we as a committee will have done our job to say, to respond to the public, to say, as far as we know, we have indicated to the Minister for Finance that he should indicate if he's making any budgetary provision, and if so, you know, is it with the DAP or what? Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson. Honourable Vintan and Dr. Manu, they have covered me in this funding model. You know, Honourable Sultana raised quite an important issue of funding followed by the function. It is always like that. And I'm not convinced that like this chairperson now by diverting this land, this funding of land acquisition to post-settlement, is it in line with national treasury regulations? They are saying the Minister of Finance must, is it in line? Furthermore, the department chairperson was always emphasizing that UDAF is always in need of funding for this recap, but they don't have funding for recap. Where does this come from now? Or where is it coming from now, this diversion, where is it coming from now? Because they were emphasizing, telling us that there's no funding for this recap. And then it means that they must not just theorize something, something must be in writing that this amount of funds, that's like the funding model that was there. We can't just sit here and talk about funds that we don't know when we get in the future.
Chair, I will sympathize with you if you have a difficulty because you were not in the difficulty understanding what the discussions were, and maybe if I help, I can only help in this issue only, and all others will be on your own. My apologies, Chair, for that. But for recommendations that are written, what has since transpired is that, in fact, there is no executive decision. Now, anything else you say outside that, technically or procedurally speaking, anything you say outside that is just a wish. So and our department, it's just their wish, Chair. So what I may suggest for the phrasing there, the principle should be that there must be dedicated funding to recap. Clearly, at present, it should be funded here so that the department can offset its funds to all other functions that it talks likely from for recap. So you were asking us a question, Chair, what must the Minister of Finance do? And I am proposing the Minister of Finance must provide dedicated funding for the RECAP, the RADP, right? Somewhere in the noting, we will fit in the thing that there's no executive decision. That's official. That's really, really official. Even the Auditor General in your absence, Chair, I did ask them, what kind of auditors are you that cannot pick up that there is a certain action or a program, yet there is no executive decision as a departure point? I did query them, and I can't remember what their response is. So, Chair, it is official. There's no executive, there's no, what? Cabinet decision. So the function then remains. And the spirit of our drafters in saying we deal with it as if it's still here is correct, Chair. What we ask the Minister of Finance to do is to fund it with a dedicated funding. I was vocal last week, Chair, to say, Kulula Njabo SAA, they just get 3 billion out of the blue. So allocate 3 billion to RADP, and then the discussion can then ensue in some other BRR reports, not in this one, when there's a cabinet decision to transfer. Thanks.
The proposal is that maybe if we can strengthen this sentence, because it just highlights what is the current situation with regards to implementation of the recap. But we need to extend it by saying that let there be dedicated funding for recap. It's true that currently there was no dedicated funding. I think the department was taking 25%. Yes, from the land acquisition budget to implement the recap, but the Department of Agriculture was of the view that there's a specific funding for recap, while there's no specific funding for recap. That is not why now they're experiencing some problems. That the funds, the responsibility has been transferred to us. In other words, it's an unfunded mandate. The mandate is that we must implement recap, but there are no funds. How are we going to implement the recap? Because initially, even in the house, they were saying that we recap falls within, you know, DAF. So recap must come back to DAF. But after they've been informed that there was no dedicated budget for recap, that is when they're saying, no, let it remain. Yes, well, so now we're proposing that the National Treasury must consider to allocate funding specifically for a camp. For the department, when this responsibility of the camp is being transferred to agriculture, then it must be transferred together with the resources for them to be able to implement that program, because we really need that program.
Yeah.
Without that program, our land reform will be just a futile exercise. There should be a post, there must be a post-agreement support. Honourable Sister.
Thanks, Chair. Just technically and procedurally speaking, Chair, does Treasury drill into various departments and say, here's so much money for this program? Is it not the responsibility of that given ministry to say, these are our programs and we're allocating so much to this? In other words, should it not be directing this recommendation to the minister with the motivation that since this responsibility has not been effectively transferred to DAF, continue to make provision for its funding rather than to ask Treasury. To Treasury, we may say, considering that there was no funding previously exclusively for this, Treasury should look at additional funding rather than to say they must fund a pre-existing program within the department. I don't know if I'm making myself clear. Additional funding for this program. There was never any specific funding were allocated by the department. I don't know, but that's my thinking.
I think both the minister for the responsibility on this, because the minister of rural development must make a request and what is the way and motivate.
Yeah.
Why do we need this recap? And how much?
Yes.
That is needed for this recap to be implemented. That is why we're putting it on the Minister for Finance, because they're the ones who've got the pool of the bucket of funds. But also, I think we have to put this also into the recommendation to our minister.
Yes.
That we must engage Treasury.
Yes.
To make funds available for this recap program.
Thanks.
Yeah. We agree, Honourable Member Chilino?
Just for clarity, so that we catch it appropriately, and I'm raising this in the light of the minister's response to this recommendation last year. He says it was resolved in the 2016-17 financial year, and I do note Mr. Mguni's response, that post-settlement support for land reform funds is a function of DAF. That recap function was therefore transferred to DAF with effect from 1st of April 2017. And that emanates from the recommendations from this committee in previous years. Now, we do know even from the AG that there has never been a cabinet resolution. But here we have an information that says we have already transferred this function. So what is this committee saying? That this Treasury must then make sure that there is additional funding for recap in agriculture, or so I'm trying to understand what seems to be sort of a grey area here. Are we now recommending that recap should stay within this department? Should it move there? it's not coming up clearly from what we discussed.
Actually, our understanding on this matter is that if there was no cabinet decision that has been taken, that RECAP must be transferred to DAF, it means that RECAP is still within rural development. Because, Honorable Bonetti, so witness to this, it was just a gentleman's agreement on the corridor or wherever. Yes, but until, it means that we have to talk to this RECAP until it is formally transferred to, we're told that now there's a cabinet decision to transfer every care. But with the proposal that has been made, we're saying that whether it has been transferred or not, but it needs funding. Whether on our side or on the DPA, whether it's on our side or on DAF, but it still needs funding. Because if it's on our side, it is our priority money, our land reform budget. So on the Department of Agriculture, if they're not resourced again, it will just be there by name, but it will never be implemented. I think that is what you are saying, Honourable Member.
Which we may end up giving, all the all our gains reversed. So that's why we need to take it serious. It doesn't matter where it goes, but it's the function that is important, and people who are recipients of that will be. And with our public hearings, you know, people have been raised in this matter. It doesn't matter where it is.
Any other addition on the recommendation to the Minister of Finance, Honorable
Sultan, Honorable Mwone? It's just a matter of restructuring 712, the very last sentence. I'll suggest we rephrase it this way. Further, minimize duplication of services between those respective departments. Instead of saying assist that there is less, just say further minimize duplication of services. And also going back to 711, the second last line of that paragraph, for that purpose only, but I know the whole sentence goes to the restructure, but if it were to remain the same, I would have wanted the preposition only there. Thanks, Chair.
To me, it doesn't fall off because the top section was just highlighting how was RECAP being implemented. Then you just extend it by saying that we need a committed, a dedicated funding for RECAP. Yeah, doesn't fall off because it will tell the minister how the RECAP was funded. Then what is it that we are proposing? Any other matter, Honourable
Members? Sorry, Chair, I was asking for your parking bay, Chair. We may note how the department and other departments keep shifting functions. So for the parking bay, not for the... And I suspect the same is happening to the Spluma. I'm just saying for the parking bay, Chair, so that at the relevant point we note, I think that this is the modus operandi that needs to be corrected. I think even Spluma has no cabinet decision. It's my suspicion, and therefore the issue about the budget and all. Thanks, Chair.
Any other matter, Honourable Members, that you're proposing to the Ministry of Finance, Honourable Mbabon?
I know last time you said we mustn't look at grammar, Chair, but probably 7.1.4 we can take out the word about.
So while we're looking at sentence to sentence, if there's any grammatic error, you have to raise it.
7.1.2, the second sentence at the end, funding model for supporting land reform. For funding model for support to land reform,
yeah.
Either one.
With regard to the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform, the Minister of Rural Development and Land Reform must initiate conversations with government and non-government stakeholders, which should develop consensus on a comprehensive definition of rural areas. Rural development and smallholders to be applied across all spheres of government in South Africa in order to improve program outcomes. 722. Together with the Department of Minerals and Energy, together with DPME, conduct a national survey of farms acquired through all land reform programs since 1994 to date. This survey must focus on assessment sustainability of farms and the socio-economic and livelihoods impact land reform on beneficiaries and sustainability of farms. Further, draw lessons from the earlier quality of life surveys by the then Department of Land Affairs. Given the intention of substantial increase in the number of sites where the strengthening of relative rights of people working the land is implemented, table a report of the SRR pilot review and key lessons prior to the rollout of the program. Further, involve the provincial officers in the implementation of the program rather than using senior officials who fly from Pretoria without any support from the provinces. 724, noting failure to table bills in line with the legislative program, ensure that the department must adhere to the revised legislative program. Further, increase its capacity to draft legislation and develop policies. 723, I think it should be 25. Continue to coordinate agri-park interventions with the Department of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries. Further, engage the Department of Small Business and the Department of Trade and Industry to maximize use of limited resources and avoid duplication of government services and enhance the capacity to coordinate expertise from elsewhere in government and non-government entities. Such coordination should be strengthened at both policy and implementation levels. Should be 726 instead of 724. Table progress reports regarding the transfer administration of SPLOMA to the presidency. That's the Department of Planning. As well as the transfer of recapitalization and development program to DAF. The report should, amongst others, explain funding mechanisms, capacity within the receiving departments to provide required services and plans for smooth transition. 727. Ensure that the department must build internal capacity to carry out the mandate for tenure reform and land administration. This is especially urgent for the support of CPAs and processing of labor tenants applications. Further, submit status reports on processing of labor tenants applications by the end of the financial year 2016-2017, including, but not limited, to the total applications received by province, the extent of land by district, the cost estimates for processing such applications, and possible time frames. 728, I think, ensure strict monitoring of the legal services project under the Land Rights Management Facility and the panel of attorneys set up to provide legal services to farm dwellers. Do I end there? I think so.
Thank you, Honourable President. Can you look at recommendation 2.1? Issues for the vision. Is this not an other work that can be or consult? Members, do you comment on 7.2.1?
Now we can make it simple by just doing away with the whole government and non-government and say, start with the minister must ensure that there is a definition. Now we'll be able to rephrase that off. And I think Honorable Chatterley raised it as well yesterday. How we define rural development, what do we mean by rural areas? And this thing came out of the FSC presentation where they said, if you do not define something, how do you expect a national treasury to fund that money? So a clear definition of rural areas, rural development, and small rural, because these are articulated differently by various government entities. So I suggest to address what Shepherdson is saying, we do away with conversations by saying the minister must, perhaps working with us, with stakeholders, develop this definition.
Any other item 7.2.1? We accept the amendment that you could make, that the minister working with other government departments and other stakeholders should develop or rephrase it.
Mm.
If we agree, let's continue to 7.2.2.
I don't have an alternative way of expressing this, but that second sentence doesn't seem to gel with me. This survey must focus on assessment sustainability of farms and the social, economic, and livelihoods impact land reform on I'm not quite sure what is meant by this. I just need a few. I don't know.
Thanks. You're right, it doesn't make sense. So it should be, this survey must focus on assessment of sustainability of farm and the socio-economic and livelihood impact of land reform on beneficiaries.
Oh, I still think it has to be constructive.
Okay.
There's just too many ops and that.
Okay,
yes, Shepherdson, I also agree with the content, but with the inclusion of, if we are talking about national survey, what about the state land? Are we talking the farms only, about the farms only? And what about the state land? We haven't yet received the land tax.
Thanks, Honourable Chair, and I agree with Honourable MacArthur. I do think that the word land audit should be implemented in there because I have asked written questions with regards to what does phase 2 actually cover within the land audit, and I haven't been answered yet. I'm aware of demographics, etc., so should we not put the wording land audit into this paragraph?
Or we create a new recommendation on the issue of the land audit in the second phase, because it has been outstanding for a long time that the minister must ensure that the land audit, the second phase of the land audit, is being finalized and the report be presented to. Honourable Robertson?
Thanks, Honourable Chair. I don't know, okay, but it is, but I think we need to put in the recommendations naturally. But just to give the portfolio committee feedback, I did ask, and apparently the auditor is now being thrown between the Magnus members of cabinet, and it's going back and they're reassessing, and it's going back and they're reassessing. So according to the answers that I received, it doesn't look like in the near future we're going to be receiving that, which is contrary to what we requested in this committee. So can we put a final, as a recommendation, can we put a date down as to what the committee recommends the audit should be done by?
I think it's
time for
the 3 months in all the recommendations after the report has been
adopted. The time frame for report back is 3 months after the report has been adopted by the House, am I correct? The time frame is 3 months.
After the adoption
of the report by the House. The second phase, then audit was separated into two. There was the first phase which indicated how much is in the private land, how much is in the state hands and whatever, those percentages, and how much is unaccounted for. But the second phase, which was going to describe the nationality of the ownership, the race, the gender, that was the second phase. So we are saying, as the committee, we are recommending that, because when talking of the land audit, each time they will say we have finalized it, but it's never coming to the committee. We are recommending that let that second phase of the land audit be finalized and be presented to the committee. Am I correct, Honourable Members? Because Chilo is asking what recommendation are we...
Yeah.
What is it that we are recommending about the land audit?
Yeah.
That let the second phase be finalized and be presented to the committee. Honourable Robinson, Honourable Sister.
Thanks, Honourable Chair. I think if we can add, Mr. Shililo, if you can add in there that the report was supposed to have got to the committee, I think it was in June, by the end of June it was supposed to have been here. If you can add that into the paragraph as well as motivation. Thank you.
Thank you. The reason I am asking is because of what Honourable Robertson was talking about, that the report, the survey has been done, it is at cabinet, so the chairperson's explanation is about finalization of that process. So in putting sort of recommendations together, sometimes it's advisable not to put everything, because this committee has powers to actually write to the minister and say, come and brief us about this. So why do we put a recommendation on something that we can actually say, minister, on a letter of invitation, come and brief us about the outcomes of the survey, rather than writing it as a recommendation, it goes to the House after 3 months. So the minister can actually come and brief the committee unless there is a problem. So I'm just saying, sometimes we might have 100 recommendations where you do not need to have, and just use the normal day-to-day engagements of the committee to put it as a program and invite the minister. I have no issue in putting it down. I'm just saying we could have put it, but we thought some of these things where we can invite the minister to come. Let's invite. Thank you.
Before I come to my point on 722, I want to respond to what Dr. Chililo has just said, that we are here dealing with this matter in the context of the BRRR. In other words, the minister should be influenced by our recommendations to reorganize his budget, so to speak. Whereas if we just issue him with a routine, if I may use that word, invitation, that may not necessarily have budgetary implications. But if we put it here, then we follow it up with your standard invitation, then there's more emphasis. But my point is that we are dealing with this matter in the context of what we would like him to do in reorganizing his budget. That's my point. Now on to what I wanted to raise, 722, the last sentence, starting with further draw lessons. I think we should rephrase that sentence to be in line with the very first line of this paragraph by saying should also indicate or factor in lessons learned from blah 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 from quality of life surveys. We can't say in the same paragraph that he must conduct a national survey and then say he must draw lessons. We should be saying that he must factor into that survey, you know, the lessons learned from the earlier quality of life surveys by the then Department of Land Affairs. That's my input. Thanks.
Chair, the purpose of honourable members in the last sentence that we delete the figure draw that while you will be doing the survey, you must factor in lessons from the earlier quality of life surveys by the then Department of Land Affairs. Do we agree? Okay, let's proceed. The next recommendation. What is the problem of this the capacity of the failure of the department to submit the legislation that's planned? The capacity of people are lazy or I don't know.
Yes, on that 7.724, noting failure to table bills in line with the legislation program, ensure that the department adheres to the revised legislative program.
I'm happy with the sentence. I'm not sure if other members.
The
because it's a procedural matter that national can't go to the province and do something without involving the province. Honourable Chairman.
I'm saying that it could work. I mean, leave it as it is. If we had problems with the minister not responding when we invite him to our meetings, or not giving us the answers that we, not answering our questions properly, but we don't have tensions with the minister in this committee, so we don't need to talk to him through parliament. We have to talk to him directly. I suggest that we just take it on and give a directive that this is what we need, how we need things to happen.
There's a proposal that we take this recommendation out, but I think they must just note it in our findings, so that when we continue with our committee meetings after, because after we finalize this way, I think we will have to go to what the people have raised during the public hearing, so that people must have confidence in us that when the parliament is here, when we raise our concerns, they will have been trying to provide solutions. But let it be, it should be noted, so that when we deal with those findings, becomes part of our discussion. But we agree that we delete it from here. Thank you.
Thanks. The reason why we putting it back, and I agree we removed the last part of it. If you check, we had this recommendation last year. But what has happened is that in the responses, we do not hear about this review of the pilot and what improvements are being made. So that's why we're bringing it back, to really understand if the department, before they roll out the problem, whether there's space to review these pilots and improve policies. Because what has happened is that they said they came and they briefed the committee about the policy framework, and they are busy developing standard operating procedures and all that. So that's what that recommendation was all about. So that's why we're bringing it back, to really focus on these issues. Thank you.
Based on the clarification or the background with regard to this recommendation. Are we maintaining it or we delete it? Because it seems that if it's not a new recommendation, we've made it, but it has not been, everybody has been, it has not been implemented. Based on the background information with regards to this recommendation, are we keeping it, Honourable Member?
Well, Chair, it does no harm to keep it. Yeah, and neither is it superfluous. So for those two reasons, I'll say let's keep it.
The proposal is that we keep it, but we delete some of the final suggestions for the role of program. If we can end this, then if we delete further involve provincial offices in the implementation, that will discuss with the department. So we delete the two last sentences. Then we have done the 7.2.4,
7.2.5, AgriPac. That second sentence is also a bit long, Chair. Further engage the Department of Small Business and the Department of Trade and Industry to maximize use of limited resources, comma, take off the end. Avoid duplication of government services and enhance the capacity. And enhance the capacity to to coordinate expertise from elsewhere in government and non-governmental entities. I think that first end can be removed, and we just add a comma. That's my contribution, Chair. I don't have a contribution on the actual content.
Any other proposal on
7.2.5? Thanks, Chair. Just going back to the actual function of the department insofar as agri parks are concerned, do they coordinate or do they implement? They coordinate. Okay, sir. Thanks.
Let us go back to 7.2.4. How will we add capacity and speed? Further increase its capacity and speed to draft legislation and develop policies. Continue to coordinate interventions with the Department of Agriculture, Forest and Fisheries. I don't know, correct me. I would suggest that how if we say all economic cluster departments, because they are all integrated, so we can't separate the other from the cluster economic departments. I would think of that and put it like that.
Some economic cluster department, because the mining is part of economic cluster. So there's no role to blame. Yeah. But here, small business, PTI, and economic economic development, agriculture, yeah, some water. The proposal from Honorable Magad is that instead of mentioning the department one by one, if we can limit, try to repeat the sentence and say, we can engage some economic cluster department. Then say, maybe in brackets, we can abbreviate them. DTI, etc., economic development, and whatever, rather than mentioning all the departments.
How about just saying continue to coordinate agri-park interventions with other relevant departments?
Yeah.
And then you don't have to mention any
other. Who is saying here? The role of the department is to coordinate and implement. Yeah, because when looking at the annual performance plan, they plan to, those are the ones, even the minister in the budget speech mentioned that they will establish agri-parks in the 44 districts. So it means that they've got the dual responsibility as to agriculture. They have to coordinate other departments and implement. And also when you're looking at the, I think it's the SIP, the strategic, the SIP program. The SIP. The
infrastructure
program. Yeah, this is the one, the president. The presentation that you received yesterday, because AgriPark, there's this particular project based on the various departments, they are called strategic
infrastructure programs or what, but they call them abbreviation SIP. Yeah. Mm. The issue of the agri, the issue of the agri has it's aligned to the Department of Rural Development and Land Resources. So it means that they are correct.
Infrastructure program.
Thanks, Jane. From the oversight of this committee, it doesn't seem like the department has a problem in implementing. It has a problem in around coordination. So that's why we wanted to elevate coordination. Because,
yeah.
I mean, why must this department build roads, buy computer, iPads for schools when there are other government departments who can actually do that? So we wanted to elevate the coordinating function.
While you are saying that, but also when reading that document, the presentation yesterday, was that the PICC, its role is to coordinate departments and monitor.
Mm-hmm.
So it means that the PICC assisting, because PICC is the Presidential Infrastructure Coordinating Council.
Yeah.
Yes. So, Honorable
Thanks. In that case, then, we should replace the word continue with strengthen.
Strengthen
725. Strengthen the coordination. Agri-Park interventions, given what Dr. Chililo has said, rather than say continue with a low level choice in this context. Yeah. Strengthen. Okay, now.
The proposal is that way, instead of
continue,
we're saying that the department must strengthen the coordination.
Coordination of
interventions with other relevant departments.
Hello?
To make the mind as it continues. Relevant department to maximize the use of limited resources, avoid duplication, and avoid duplication. Or it must mean the relevant department.
No, I think.
Well, I think that we can rephrase it, but we need to capture the last part of that, which is about coordination as policy making levels as well as implementation, because I think that's very important.
Mm.
The final, do we have factored in the removal of the article N, that is limited resources, replace it with a comma, and as well as in the next line, the capacity to coordinate?
I think we have to
move
the change.
Oh, total, okay. Transfer off. That's all I want to factor in. We discussed the contents earlier. Mm. But more importantly, Chair, you know, in Animal Farm they say all animals are equal, but some are more equal than others. My take is that we are raising here very, very critical issues. And I'm just wondering if it wouldn't be prudent, for the sake of waitings, to take this point and put it at number one, rather than at number six. That's Pluma administration is a very critical matter which has been hanging for about 2 years now, as well as this issue of the RICAP funding. Thanks, Chair.
To me, all the recommendations are important. All the recommendations are important because we have to just monitor whether they are implemented or not. All of them. But on the issue of the 7.2.6, I was just thinking about because we've been talking about the recap and development program, that when they, I think it's very much important to indicate it, that when the programs are being transferred from one department to the other, that must be done procedurally or formally. Rather than to Nala, we're told that it has been transferred, Nala, there's no cabinet decision that has been taken, you know. There's no letter that indicates that this minister has written to this one has responded. Administration is done on paper. So if agriculture is now, we have not agreed, and there's nothing that the minister has written to agriculture, there's nothing that is written down that there's this decision that has been taken, or cabinet memo that has been tabled to cabinet and the resolutions of the cabinet that they agree that the recap must be transferred. So at the end of the day, it makes us, you know, to look like fools that we're being told that this thing has been transferred. But on the other side, there's no cabinet. We're not ministers, but the ministers know when the program is being transferred from one department to the other, what are the processes that must be followed. Because otherwise we'll have problems with other programs. Now what's that? Department of Agriculture is saying that no, there was no committee, portfolio committee saying there was no cabinet resolution. Now we're told that the program has been transferred. So, you know, I think we have to just put a recommendation, a strong one. We're not ministers, we don't know the procedures, but they know them. Let them follow proper procedures when one program is transferred from one department to the other. Yes, so I want to share with you a reference. Even the Pluma, we've been told that the administration, but there's nothing that has been written down, that has been forwarded to us. That this is what the department will be doing, this is what the presidency will be doing with regards to this Pluma.
I just wanted to add, because I think, and we were grappling with this issue as well, because we're sitting with a problem pattern wherein now the departments are actually doing their budget, finalizing budgets for next year, right? So from our department, they say they have transferred it to agriculture. So, but we know there's no process. Agriculture saying, well, we do not have funds. So what might happen? It might that in January next year, we're considering strategic plans. We may not have plans that reflect post-settlement support. And agriculture might not have post-settlement support for land reform funds. So we'll end up having a gap. These people in the vacuum. And this committee initiated discussion with agriculture. Unfortunately, the discussion did not, you know, proceed as envisaged. I will make a suggestion to the chair that perhaps we might, before the end of this year, or as soon as possible, reconvene that discussion to say how far are they now? Because this committee must get commitment that land reform farmers are not going to be left hanging because of sort of these administrative issues. It seems to me that this is a very important matter that this committee can't afford to leave farmers. And we just came from public hearings where people are crying about this issue. And we leave it like that to say, you know, we need a proclamation, we need a recommendation, we need a cabinet memo, and nobody really deals with this issue. It seems to me that we might have to call the two departments and these two committees fit. And National Treasury as well must be invited to that meeting.
Honourable
Peter?
Yes, Honourable Peter. Thank you. Thank you.
Because the input by Professor Chililo, you know, has triggered a thought in my mind to the effect that as much as it makes sense to engage with the other committee, that is Committee for DAF, I don't think that's where we should be putting pressure, really. I think there is a department of monitoring. I think those are the people who should indicate to us what is the status of this. Because we don't know who are supposed to have taken this to cabinet. At least I don't know. But the whole problem raises, hinges on the fact that there is apparently no cabinet resolution in this matter. And I think if we're to refer it to the Department of Monitoring, then they would be able to take it up and say, two departments, let's sort this out. I think perhaps an engagement between ourselves and that department would be a smarter and a shorter route to the resolution of this problem. Well, what if when we meet with our counterpart from DAF, they simply say, look, we have responded that we've had this rumor, so to speak, that this function is being transferred to us, but we don't have a budget. And within 5 minutes, the meeting should really be over, unless our chairperson would be starting a war, so to speak, with the counterpart. But I think if we appeal to the Board of Monitoring, who I think have got an eye and authority, you know, over both departments, you know, they are the ones there, and we write a memo to them and we indicate where we are, that we are hamstrung, we can't effectively do our monitoring on rural development, because this is what they've told us. But where exactly does the matter rest? So that as budgets for next year being finalized, then that department has been sensitized, because we don't know at this point in time how much information they have got regarding this quagmire. So my take is that it could very well be that there's, you know, another institution, but from my limited knowledge of the processes, those are the people that we should be, talking to. Because bottom line is that as this committee, we want a quick resolution of this matter. Exactly on whose hands is this function and how we're going forward with it budget-wise. Thanks, Chair.
Chairperson, the committee is a small thing to me. You know that item 7.26 reminds me of the very beginning of a recap. It's the same as a recap. And you are proposing that, or you are recommending that there must be a meeting with the PME, not Minerals and Energy. But also, the transfer of the administration of Duma must be included in that meeting, because I don't understand whether there was a resolution of the cabinet when transferring that administration. It just said that has been transferred to the presidency. We don't know now what's going on. It's an act, this one. You can't just put it on the table. Thank you.
So we need the progress report. True. But also what we are saying is that proper procedures must be followed when there's a transfer of program from one department to the other. We'll integrate that message to this one. Do we agree? Then the meetings are the things that we will have to coordinate, invite Agriculture Department, DPME, National Treasury to be part of the meetings. Here is the transfer of the function from this department to this department. What about the resources? 7 I agriculture because re ayisa ifuni after the test. Asasi lula asafana nesathi ba patentisha I report ukuthi recap is their competence. Now babonile ukuthi then unfunded mandate. Then they are saying no, we don't have funds, let it remain there. And when looking at our APP that has been tabled by the department, recap has not been
funded.
No, they didn't tell us about the 20% that they will take. It means that there was no budget for recap. They've said they will finalize the outstanding, you know, the last tranche of the beneficiaries. Well, I think they were 900. How many were they? Yeah. They will finalize the last tranche of the recap beneficiaries, then that they will close the recap, then agriculture must continue with it. So you'll integrate the two sentences. You agree on
order,
the 2.6?
Honorable Mandela's silence is too loud.
Honorable Mandela, where are you? 7.2.7. Very crazy. Thank you. Especially the second sentence, ensure that the department must build internal capacity to carry out the mandate for Kenya reform and land administration, which is especially urgent. So the support, I think that one is a great.
Sure.
Maybe you can say this program is very important to
I want us to be specific here. I think we put it in a rather weak tone, if you like, spilled internal capacity. I would rather we say the department must produce to us programs, you know, which it will utilize to build this internal capacity. I don't know if we're getting too close to their skin if we do so. Because they can take forever. Remember, 2015, I suggested to the minister that my take was that he does not have appropriately qualified people to run their programs. And I specifically said that project management is a skill that his staff needs. And a couple of months later, he was there and with the DG next to him, and he angrily said to the DG, when I asked for a progress report on that, that he had written them a letter to say that they must subject themselves to project management training. And apparently nothing had been done. So that's why now I want to get closer to the skin by suggesting that they must produce programs which will show us that they are working on capacity building and give them 10 brains. Thanks, sir.
Any proposal? 7.2.7. I raise the issue of the refreshing, especially of this, is especially urgent for the support. I don't think that is needed there.
Thank you, Chair. I want to propose to the committee that we actually do away with the entire recommendation. The reason is because when this recommendation was done, the response by the minister was not yet available. So there's a full response that shows that actually responds to that. I think it was circulated to you just now. But then rephrase it differently, rephrase it to talk about progress report, because there are things at the end in page 5 of the response where the minister says it is not possible at this point to indicate the total extent of the land affected by this application, and because it doesn't indicate the farm name and all that, they haven't established contact with applicants. I think we must then recommend that they do the things that they say they haven't done with regards to the, and focus on the labor tenant application and not talk about the internal capacity, because that response covers what the committee has been raising. So at best, the committee could then track progress at some point.
Yes, the discussion is somewhat difficult, if one can put it like that. We have just been received, issued with a response by the minister, and actually all of these issues, questions that are put here before us. And one would call a lot of actually opportunity to go to it and do exactly as Dr. Kilo had now indicated in relation to this particular appointment. It is, it would have been much better if we had received this before the meeting. You know. So I was now, I'm a bit tempted to request that kind of a leniency to say, and I'm not quite sure what is the time frames how Lobala of the committee will tell us whether we have an extra day or what to let's go through this and relook at all the questions and the responses and formulate questions or recommendations that are more in line say in terms of what we really wanted the minister to respond to this the language.
We are dealing with this draft. I think we had until next week Wednesday to adopt the report. But let's look at this recommendation. If there's any addition, I don't think that there will be too many additions on the recommendation. Even after reading the responses, then we will make those additions in our meeting next week before we adopt the report. I don't think that there will be major changes. Or if members you have identified something about the departmental responses, then you can just forward your input to committee secretary so that we consider your input, whether we agree with it or not, before we adopt the report next week. Can we proceed to 7.2.8? The monitoring of the legal services, the land rights management facility. Are these people submitting reports as expected? The annual report of the department, do we get what is it that these people are doing, what are the success stories, what are the challenges? Honorable Robertson?
Yeah, Honorable Chair, thanks. I was going to add the words to the end of that sentence, and reports be submitted quarterly to this committee, so that we be given feedback as to what you are raising now. Otherwise, Chair, we'll never know what's going on there. We won't know whether the system's actually up and running. We won't know whether farm dwellers are actually benefiting from this. We need to get report backs.
Just to add to that, we need to begin the program support quarterly about the operation.
Unless, of course, the committee feels twice a year or annually or quarterly to me.
Recommendation to the department before proceed to the recommendation to the commission?
Just on this one of the land use management facility, we went through public hearings in Mpumalanga where there were lots of issues raised, and I think from our report we need to table all the matters that were related to legal matters concerning the claimant, And so that when we look at their report, we should look at their report again to the issues that we picked from the from public hearings. It may not necessarily belong into this BRRR, but it will help us going forward as part of monitoring if they are they actually adding value, you know, and the value will be in dealing with issues that are failing in that sector.
Thank you very much. I think we will do that because we still have to engage as indicated with the department and also the facility. Because in some of the areas they have mentioned the names of the attorneys who dropped the cases. We need that attorney to come here and explain also because I think we have to change the way we do our oversight. Because if you go out listening to the people, don't engage with people. For instance, in KZN, we've got lots of allegations against officials, you know. People were saying we're fighting, but better for us to fight when we're alone. But the officials, so-and-so is the one that makes us to fight more. So I think we have to deal with this, with those issues. So that at the end of the day, when we conduct whether public hearings or whatever public involvement activity, we ensure that when we go back, people take us serious. Public hearings must not be just a talk show that we've been listening, we want to pass this bill. So any other measures that are related to our department, we don't take them. We have to just take them one by one. Anyone responsible must appear before this committee to tell us what happened. What happened in Northwest? I'm going to be calling Mudri Funai. There's no one who likes that situation. It was very bad. Can I proceed?
7.3. With regard to the Commission on Restitution of Land Rights, the Minister of Rural Development and Land Reform, via the Commission, must table quarterly reports on the processes to fulfill decisions to transform the Commission into an autonomous entity. Further table a report on implications of proposals to ultimately transform the Commission into a Chapter 9 institution. The report should consider, amongst other variables, the following: the constitutional imperatives, the mandate of the Commission as provided for in the legislation, the envisaged mandate, and how the Commission will interface with other land commissions proposed in other legislations, such as the Agricultural Land Holdings Bill. Table a comprehensive report on commitments in the form of grants approved in terms of Section 42C of the Restitution of Land Rights Act before 2009, and further outline a realistic plan in line with budget allocation regarding the payment of all such commitments. The report, which should be disaggregated by province and district, must entail, but not limited to, the following: types of commitments, age analysis of the commitments, estimated timelines for settlement of such commitments in line with budget allocation. Ensure that all pre-1998 land claims are researched by the end of the 2017-2018 financial year. This requires an improvement in the research capacity of the Commission and capacity to monitor consultants conducting research on behalf of the Commission.
Thank you very much. I was just looking for the recommendation which talks to the review of the allocation of the Commission to fast track operation, but it's like saying we need to fast track the land restitution. How do we fast track it if we don't have resources? I don't know whether it was not part of our previous recommendation, should it? The funding. Land is a priority. Land is part of the CIP project. The resources must talk to the mandate.
Thanks, Chair. Yes, indeed it was part of the previous recommendation. Why? Yeah. maybe the committee must discuss, because they, I'm looking for somewhere, I think we did show. Yeah, but what has happened is that the Minister of Finance actually responded and said, we just don't have money, so the department must reprioritize within, you know, with what they have. There is more additional money that's coming, because we were saying they must give additional funding. And that was before the PAKISA initiative. Maybe you're right, we must throw it back, but and put it in the context of PAKISA initiative.
We can't hurry up without
the initial discussion, you know, for this proposed conversion. That's when I had to be away on a given day. I'm not going to ask the committee to go back on the reasons for that, but as we all understand, this would have the implications of amending the constitution if this were to see the light of the day. And would they have the kind of capacity to carry out this, given the fact that you know, our Chapter 9 institution have got to go through so much if they were to be converted into that? And more importantly, given Section 25 of the Constitution, to what extent would that impact if their decisions are in line with the Chapter 9 institutions? I'm rather suspicious about the intention of this. So Peter, I missed the initial thing, but I'm not comfortable about these intentions. One would like to know where this whole thinking, you know, came from, because in the past there has been great reluctance to tamper with the constitution. And if you're going to add another institution here, the Chapter 9, obviously go to the constitution. And why would the department have an appetite all of a sudden to change the constitution just to have the commission now registered or classified as a Chapter 9 institution?
I think that is why our proposal is saying that they have to provide us with a report. Do they want the commission to be an autonomous entity or to be a Chapter 9 institution? I think the discussion will just take place from there, start from there.
I was really going to say, what would be the other alternative to Section 9? Can't we have it? Yeah, I mean, chapter 9. Why can't we have it as an independent law rather than having it as a separate chapter 9 institution? And what is actually wrong with it being in the department the way it is now?
I think the report that you are requesting here will assist us to engage in that discussion, to raise our opinion. What is our view with regards to the commission being an autonomous entity or being a Chapter 9 institution? Because already it's a process, it can take 10 or 15 years. Yeah. So we'll take it from, because now we're saying that we need it. They need to provide us with a quarterly funds. The issue of, and you're talking about of the resources.
My concern is that this discussion and ultimately process must not impact negatively on the current work of the Commission. The Commission should continue to do, finalize, settle, etc. There shouldn't be a situation where work is put on hold until it's either transformed into the Chapter 9 institution or a complete independent body chair.
And
where did that happen? There's a complaint that there's a slow process in this commission of settling this claim. So if the claim is of financial year 2017, will be finalized in 2017 and 1998, what about the
I don't think that this transformation will impact. They have to continue doing their work because they have to faster this process, although we have resources as well. But there was another proposal from advisor that the issue of the resource to fast track must be directed to the Minister of Finance. I think it has been correctly located there. That for the operation, but this the commission needs to be resourced for it to be able to finalize, because there's a difference between settlement and finalization. And that's why, because 7.3.4, the last line has talked of the estimate timeline for settlement, whether we're talking of settlement or we're talking of the finalization of the commitment. Because when we're talking of settlement, that's 42D. Where the minister approves that settlement, but to close the file, to finalize, either it compensates financially or through the operation. Any other recommendations?
Thanks, Chair. Yes. Right there on 735, I think that's where we are. If that's where we are. Isn't there another instrument that either ourselves or the department can use to finalize 1998 claims? There must be some, whether it's by proclamation, by the president, or whatever. We can't have 1998 claims going on now that we're chasing 20 years. Let's say it will be 20 years. We are public reps. Okay? The executive also comes through, you know, when elections. But it has to bother us, all of us, of the executive as well as ourselves, that we can have a program so sensitive, so touchy, so central in the political program of the whole country that just drags on and on and on. Surely there must be a way in which we can say we draw the line here, so that if there's anybody which says, look, your process from here on was not constitutional. My Section 29 rights, you know, were trampled upon. But we shouldn't allow this process to just carry on and on and on. I want us to challenge ourselves to find a way in which we can say this must be finalized by such and such a date. Otherwise, this thing is going to carry on to next year. And remember, there are people who are aggrieved, who filed claims once the 2014, you know, opportunity, you know, was opened up, and those people are shut out. and they're waiting for this process. And we, as the institution that is supposed to oversee the department's operations, you know, I'm putting a finger at myself as well. I don't think we're putting sufficient pressure to the department to say, look, you have to finalize this by a certain date. So rather than even research, I would say, you know, research and then the following year, these must be finalized camera. Thanks, sir.
I think we are trying as a committee to put pressure, but it's not, we don't have any more pressure than the one that we have. Because really we're putting pressure, our wish is that all the claims must be finalized.
Mm-hmm.
But I think here what we need to emphasize is the shifting also of dates, of the dates. Because according to the annual performance plan, the department plan to finalize the research, because the research is one, it's a very important component of restitution. It's the research that determines whether the claim is valid or not. So according to the APP, the research of the outstanding claims, according to the plan of the commission, was supposed to be finalized by the end of June.
Yeah.
But yesterday when they were presenting the operation practice, and they shifted it now to 2017-2018. So I think we need to emphasize that they must stick to their plan. They must stop shifting, you know? Yes. Because while they are shifting, they are delaying this process. Yes.
But in the same time, Chairperson, we know what some of the constraints are. And some of the constraints are related to funding, to resources. So if you say finalize, they'll say yes. But then where is the budget to finalize? Because some of the projects are researched and the prices were negotiated, we do not have money to buy. It's not that all these things that are not done means that the department hasn't done its work. They have done their work. But where is the money to give to the landowners? But again, I'll say there are other claims that could be done speedily that do not need funding. My worry, why is this delay in state-owned land? Because there's no money that is going to exchange hands, you know. Why are we dragging foot in settling claims within the, you know, in the land that is owned by the state? And obviously, the land owned by the state would be better land than the land that comes from our understands and our villages. You know? And my fear is that, and that is the what you get when you talk to people, is that there is more to this state land than meets the eye. That's why there are these kind of delays. Because the people who are using those lands now, because the land is not laying fallow, there's somebody who's using that land. And that person is, it's the people who are using the land are not the claimants. And some of the people who are claiming this land when they are living on it. And they are not even allowed to have gardens on those. I've got particular cases that I'm talking about, particularly in Limpopo, alongside in the Marble Hall area, where people are living on the land, they are recognized as claimants on that land. The commission is dragging, the government is dragging its feet in settling them. The last time we were told, no, we need the Valuer General's report. So this land cannot be transferred unless we put a price to it. But what stops you from putting a price on it when people are working the land? Because it's an internal arrangement. So I'll say to some extent, I doubt the commitment of the department actually in settling some of that. I don't know whether they want to stagger them so that we must have something every year, you know. So that it's not just, you know, quietness. So I think that is where I agree with the working time here, that we need to put more pressure And we can put that pressure where the land is in the hands of the state and there's no military issue.
I think we agree that the first pressure that we put is on the research. You see, we have to maintain that because we can't ask the resources why there are claims that have not been researched, claims that we don't know whether they are valid or invalid. On the research was saying that let them stop shifting the date for the finalization of the research of the outstanding claims. Let them stick to the plan, to their plan, and submit their report to us. That is the first emphasis that we are making. Secondly, we go back to, and also on the research, they must monitor this. I don't know whether they signed the service level agreement with the consultant. Because if the consultant will be a delay, you're in a sticky to the agreement. Yeah. I think some measures have. Yes, they have to take that into consideration. Consultants must not take this as a game. We are serious when talking of this activity. The research is very much important, but coming back also to the very important issue that has been raised by Honorable Chabeling, that they have to fast track the state land claims. So that is a common one. The problem, because if Nagobai is my interest on the other case, then to create a problem by delaying a mabom, they must fast track the state land claims and also fast track this research. Then we can go to Treasury and say, we've researched all the claims, we know how many claims are valid, we know how many claims are invalid, we know how much is needed to finalize.
I just wanted to end on the idea of fast-tracking state land claim for this committee, and this is in the spirit of putting more pressure. Then we recommend that, you know, after those 3 months, after the adoption, the commission must submit a report that analyzes all outstanding land claims on the state land.
Mm-hmm.
How many they are, where they are, how many claimants. Further than that, prioritize those. No, let's not say prioritize, but present some kind of a plan that will ensure that by the end of a reasonable time, perhaps 2018-19, all those claims are settled. Because even yesterday, the commissioner said that some, most of the land is owned by the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform. A few with public works, mostly military bases, and I'm not too sure about environmental, you know. But then give us a strategy. There was a recommendation like this, a few years ago, where we spoke about, you know, strategic assets like your Kruger Park, and what is the strategy around that. So perhaps to take it further and say, by the end, I'm just proposing 2018-19, or by the end of this financial year, they must then come up with some kind of a plan with convincing time frames around how they settle state land. And perhaps that's a bit of putting pressure.
Yeah,
although
the thing we are correct, but we have to capture it in a strong way. The report should be submitted on quarterly basis so that you can be able to monitor, yes, the implementation. Honorable Magaza.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm being provoked by Honorable Chabeleng. Chairperson, I like what you said about the lack of commitment. This is a priority, you know, the land. It's a national priority to everywhere we are in which party, but the land is a priority. It's not a commitment only, and also the what we call it is a political will. The department is headed by the politicians. We are politicians here. Why can't they make it a priority, the issue of the land? I just want to comment about that. Otherwise, it's about what we are seeing and getting provoked outside about the land issue. And we are not happy at this committee, because everybody says, who are these members of this committee? They are sleeping, they are sleeping.
So I think we agree that the issue of the state land recommendation about the restitution of the state land to prioritize it. Hello, Benjamin.
The question of researchers who said the Chairperson is very important, because the fact that it's state land doesn't mean that it should just be given without any research. But the other is that if the land is not sold or people are not taking a monetary compensation for losses, there's no reason to delay this thing, because we are still looking for other people, you know. Because some of the people say, we've done a research, there's like I can make an example about the Mampana claim, the Mampana and Slane claim in Limpopo in the Mawulol area, where the commission said there's somebody who was staying on this land. And people said, no, this person never stayed here. He used to come and visit. And only took them like more than 6 months to realize that they are the ones who have made a mistake. They confused a project in Mpumalanga that has the same name with the one in Limpopo. But even after people were told them that, no, these are two separate matters. And the fact is that people say we do not want and we don't want to sell the land. So anyone who comes later will still find the land there. You know? So you cannot delay because you are looking for one family. You can only delay if there is money involved. But if there is no money involved, give those who are there with the provision that if those who we cannot trace arrive, the land will still be there and they'll have access to it. So people actually using what I think are excuses to delay the settlement. I don't know why. Except that there are these suspected ulterior motives, that they are friends or whoever who are benefiting in the process before the claim is settled. So, Chairperson, I think we need to put that pressure, even if it means us as a committee visiting some of these project claims, people who are claiming in state land, particularly those who are living on the land that they are claiming, that is belonging to the state. I think in one of our oversight visits, we need to check and visit those communities and go and effect finding mission. Because, you know, you cannot correct people or differ with them if you haven't been there yourself. So.
I think we agree that the issue of the research has been maintained, but we just replaced the sentence and also we add a new recommendation on the restitution, prioritization and the restitution of the to restitute the state lands to the beneficiaries, even if it's financial compensation. You can't delay people not giving them compensation because there's one certain meeting. You can't. That is why they've got this untraceable payment. So we agree on the recommendation, the research one, and also the one on the state land. Any other recommendation or meeting to the commission for the department? This is not for the entry to ITV. I think ITB, these are the recommendations. The first one is the recommendation that we've been making for some years, 2 years. I'm not sure why it's 7.4.3.
With regard to the Ngonyama Transport, the minister should review the Ngonyama Transport Act to ensure that the functions of the ITB are in line with the legislation. Speed up facilitation of engagement between the Ngonyama Transport and the Auditor General together with the Accountant General by the end of 2016-17 financial year in order to address the perennial non-compliance of the ITB with the draft standards in relation to valuation of land and other outstanding matters as reported by the Auditor General. Conduct, together with the ITB, the livelihoods impact of the programs of the Ngonyama Transport and the Act, with a focus on land tenure and administration, leasehold, tenure system, and protection of customary land rights of traditional communities. The Minister should report to Parliament about these recommendations within 3 months of adoption of this report by the National Assembly. Report to be considered. That's all chapter that is written here.
Honourable Magasa, the first recommendation has been adhering to almost all our recommendations. We agree with it. And even the second one has been appearing in the last. Yes, must just check the responses whether there was any implementation or not. Then the third one also. While you respond, the one I'm not sure of is the issue of the, because I think there was one recommendation on the issue of the policies, the non-availability of the policies that guide them, necessary policies, whatever, that is why they're doing things supposedly. Whether that recommendation is being implemented, that is why it's not appearing here.
Thanks. Let's start with the recommendation on policy. In the report, they did say that they made good progress. I remember there were two issues. In one, it says two of the four, in terms of the target, were achieved, but in the narrative, they said they achieved all four. So it seems that can live with the fact that they have started two of the policies. It's safe to say they are done. You know, and maybe I'm not too sure, but it seems like they submitted, so that's why we did not include it. All four. Okay. So it means that one we made progress. The issue about the legislation, and the committee said, look, you are implementing rural development, but the legislation doesn't say you should implement. It's more about being a land administration entity, so you must review the legislation. Again, they're saying we are currently reviewing the Act, we're communicating with the department, proposed amendments will ensure that there is a constitutional alignment. But this report doesn't tell you when, and it's been like this for years, so we're deciding to keep it on, and in a little way to keep that on the agenda to say review. But I remember that last year they did say that because the national government department is developing a policy on communal land tenure, it makes sense for the board to actually perhaps slow down a little bit and look at that policy. Perhaps that policy, that legislation might end up saying we do not need an ITB. You know, so there's a lot happening. So, but we're keeping it there in the absence of that legislation, so that they must continue to engage with that process of a review. In terms of the engagement with the trust and the AG, they say separate financial statements will be prepared for 16-17 for the Ngonyama Trust and the Ngonyama Board. It's interesting that they say this is a trial exercise whereby shortcomings, if any, will be exposed.
What does that mean? I don't know. They're trying. It's a trial exercise. Now, just to say that if you have a board and you've got a trust, and the two are separated according to, because we were bundled together. And this came from them that, you know, these are separate entities. Now we need reports. The APP, everything related to, you know, all entities when they report, it must actually appear the same on this Hoshi, the Hoshi's report, and then the Park's report and their finances. They need to be separated. So if the law says it must be like that, it cannot be tried and error. Either you do it, if it's right, it's right, if it's wrong, it's wrong. You can't say that it's tried and error.
In other words, we were saying that
the legal obligation.
It's a legal obligation. They have to comply with the Auditor General. It was a recommendation.
It was a recommendation.
Yes, the Auditor General recommendation about the revaluation of land is a different thing. About this, the two, the separation of the two entities. Yeah, we agree with this one, the valuation of land.
Mm.
Mm. But what we're talking about is the compliance with the Auditor General to submit two reports. Is it part of the evaluation?
Yeah.
How that came up is because of our recommendation where we say speed up resolving these issues that the Auditor General is raising, for instance, the non-compliance with CREF standards. And all. So they say in order to do that, we will now split the ITB and the trust. We're trying that. So that then the ITB can be remain sort of as a clean audit institution and then focus on the Ingonyama Trust. And they say they're trying that. So in a way they're saying this is the first attempt at resolving these issues. So it means that now that they are split, and we've seen from the reports now, the Ingonyama Trust is the one that was qualified, was it? That was qualified, and the trust wasn't. So it means that the committee now must deal with the trust. So it now separates the trust, and the committee must deal with the trust. I mean, this is where during the discussion, the committee suggested that or agreed that we need to get a legal opinion around this, because it's not very clear when you have an entity. Like, you have the Ingonyama Trust and you have the Ingonyama Trust Board as an accounting authority for the work done by the trust. But then you then say they are separate entities. I'm not a legal person, it's confusing. So we thought we should. But we need legal opinion around that, and having talked to a number of lawyers, there are different opinions and views around that. So we think we should keep it like that.
But I think we have to package, but try to engage the Auditor General, our legal team, and the IT, so that we move on the same page with regards to this. But any other recommendation? The issue of department playing its role of monitoring and assessing. There was an issue that has been raised to the DM. So for the first time to see the ITB report here in the committee. I don't know whether members still remember that. They don't submit the report. Procedurally, when we need information, whether it's an annual report or whatever that they have to submit to Parliament, it must via the department. Then the responsibility of the department to present that information to Parliament. But it seems as if they're just doing things on their own, bringing things here without following proper procedures. I don't know how to deal with that one. Because I think we question the issue, why the minister, where is the signature of the minister in their report. And that is when the first was being reported for the first time, which is unprocedural. And I remember indicating that we're not going to entertain any report from ITB which has no signature of the minister and which has not yet been tabled formally by the minister to us.
Chairperson, I agree with you, but I think we must rephrase this issue of the trust. I think the trust is the same as the other trust. It's not different. If we have problems with trust here, all the trusts are trust. So we must know what's going on with this also. And the chairperson, what I want to check is where can we feature in the working relations of this body with the local government? I think we're always raising the issue of local government. We are talking about land, and I think each and every space of land is in the local government. See? So I don't know what's going on because you know, Chairperson, I'm from that province. I think there's no other person from that. If we have got a business, a small Anyana business, not small Anyana things, not skeleton. We have to rent from the municipality. We have to rent from that particular company or department, business. You have also to rent yearly from Ngonyaka. If you care to know all these Umhlanga areas, gateway, they are renting from to Ngonyaka trucks. That's why it's a must that we must have a finance model of this trust. There are many wives, many monies that go into that trust. So we need to check that, because you know the province is in a crisis, more especially a former premier, that's why he's out, it's because he was complaining about it. Now, he's a non-entity now. You must know. Yes, politics, we are living for politics. So I wanted to check whether they are working together with the local government. On to what I'm saying. I think we raised this issue of working together with local government. Where can we feature in this here in our recommendation? Working together with the local government.
I think we have been talking about this issue also based on taking one of the municipalities to court. Then you said no, we're supposed to sit down, you know, and iron out some of the problems that you are experiencing so that you resolve this problem as amicably as two parties, but not taking one sphere of the government to court or funding the municipality taking the ICT. They must work closely. I'm not sure whether it was not appearing in the previous recommendation. Or maybe on the report that we, after discussion of the quarterly report or annual report, because I remember we've been emphasizing this because there was a question, then the judge said no. Sometimes, not as if it's not a must, you know. They can involve the municipality if they decide, if they don't want to engage the municipality, then means that it's their prerogative right to decide whether to engage them or not.
I think Honorable McGarrel raised a critical point. I think it's as well that Chair, you know, she has done so. You'll recall, Chair, that in one of the committee meetings, this matter did come up for discussion, and they kind of brushed us aside in a manner that made me feel that they think they do not need local government. Remember, they said that local government has not approached them about anything. Their response was to that effect. So they're sitting there comfortable and knowing that they do not feel that they need to engage with local government. In other words, you've got people who live there on this land who are not in any which way affected by local government processes like ITP and the like. And now you want to question the constitutionality, therefore, of their actions. And now we're sitting here with this 7.4.3, which is a further indictment or indication that the activities of the ITB are not necessarily aligned, you know, to the South African laws. And I want to concretize Honorable McGarrel's proposal by saying that within a given space of time, the department must indicate to us if a process has been initiated to integrate ITB's activities with those of local governments. I think we need to be that much succinct in the way in which we put it. Because otherwise, ITB are comfortable. Remember, ITB no longer depend on government grants. It's just nice for them to have it. And remember their establishment, why they came into being in the first place. You know, there was a problem and it needed to be sorted out. But I think they are now comfortable, you know, financially. You can see it from the body language. They know though that we are kind of bothering them with all these reports and what you're sorry to say, but that's what I'm reading. So all we can do from our position is to put pressure on the department to say, they must indicate to us, you know, if the ITB has started working, having a working relationship, you know, with the local government, and then we pursue it from there. We are all aware of the sensitivity around, you know, surrounding ITB. Nobody wants to bend their fingers for obvious reasons, if you look at their history, you know. But we have what a duty to do. About this particular first recommendation. So in other words, I beg Honorable McGarrel, it's for our team to find the right language, you know, to fit the right. It's a new recommendation. 7.4.3. I want to add there, Chair, that also we give them a timeline to say we would like to get a report on this progress, on progress in this regard within a given period of time, you know. Or rather, I want to say they must give us reasons why the department must give us reasons why they have not yet, you know, taken steps to legalize the process. Because as it is now, there is an illegal process that is taking place. If the ITB is funded by government and yet the functions are not in congruence with the current legislation, we are party as this committee. When we approve their budget, we are party to a legal, illegal act. And so we need to be seen, you know, by the public to be correcting that. At least we should correct ourselves by saying government, you know, the department must show reasons, must give us reasons why it is not, you know, we're coming up with the necessary amendment legislation to correct this anomaly. That's my input, Chair.
Can I propose that we maintain this recommendation, but we need to have a day in our committee. We need to have a day to discuss this matter, to engage the department further on this matter.
Okay.
Yes. But also to deal with that new recommendation as raised by Honorable McGarrel, the integration of the ITB developmental activities to municipal ITP, so that there's a synergy. Yes, also with rural development, because EITB is born available for development that we are in Hambela Yoto. So there should be that integration. I think those are the recommendations in the ITB section. The issue of the time frame, Honorable Futana, the time frame is 3 months to all the recommendations, 3 months after the adoption of the report by the National Assembly. All these recommendations, we're giving them time frame of 3 months, then they have to report back.
Thank you, sir. On 745, Chair, I think that sentence, particularly the first line, needs to be reorganized there. I'm sure they'll find a smarter way of putting it. You want the livelihoods impact of the programs, the impact of the programs on the livelihoods. I think that's the sense that they wanted to convey. But I guess this was by about 1 a.m. when someone drafted this thing that it's the, almost the last sentence. Someone was already drowsy or something.
That one is not 7.4.5, it's 7.4.3. Then we're going to have the new one on the integration.
Oh, okay.
Would be 7.4.4.
Okay.
It was just a typing error. Honorable members, we have been looking at the recommendations, we commented, we amended, and now we're at the stage where we have to refer back this report to our support staff to take the input, the comments of members into consideration. Then this report will be tabled in the next meeting next week on Wednesday for adoption. Next week we have to adopt it whether we like it or not for us to be able to submit the report on time. Do we agree?
Yes.
Okay, the next item is the consideration of the minutes then. Honorable Robertson. Can I indicate that Dr. Manenza is going, will be outside the country to make the presentation on something related to, I think it's related to rural development and land reform, going to China.
Oh.
So we wish him well. Hoping that will represent us correctly there. Russia. Going to Russia again with the team. Going together with the separate. Okay. Safe trip to Russia. We need you for the next meeting to be part of us. Honorable members, can we then go back to our minutes? The minutes of the minutes of the 6th of September 2017. Page one of the minutes. Sixth September 2017. Page one of the minutes. Page 2 of the minutes. Minutes were circulated yesterday. Page 3 of the minutes. Page 4 of the minutes, which is the last page. If there's nothing, can I then get the move for the adoption of the minutes of the 6th of September 2017?
Adopted, Chair. First,
Honorable Babama moves for the adoption.
Yeah.
Honorable Chabilin Foma, is this so? On the mic.
Second.
Vuma on the mic, Honorable Chabelin.
Seconded
by Honorable Chabelin. Then the next set of minutes is the minutes of the 3rd of October 2017. Page 1 of the minutes, the 2 page minutes. Page 2 of the minutes, 1,
can we just change the word clarities to take questions of clarity?
Page 1.
Yeah, page 1, 2.2.
Minutes of questions. Minutes of the 3rd of October.
I'm sorry, I was going back 6543. Sorry, Chair.
Can I get a mover for the minutes of the 3rd of October?
I move that you are doing it.
Honorable Chabelin moves. Any seconder?
I'll second, Chair.
Okay. Honorable Robertson second. In the minutes of the court of October, page 1 of the minutes.
Yes, Chair, can we change the word informed to informed past tense?
At 1.2. Thank you for the correction. Page 2 of the minutes. Page 3 of the minutes. The move for the adoption of the minutes of the 4th of October. Another Makasa?
Chairperson, I move for the adoption of the day of the 4th of October.
Another Makasa moves for the adoption of the minutes of the 4th. Any seconder?
I second, Chair.
Honorable Mandela second, the minutes of the 4th of October 2017 were adopted with corrections on 1.2. Thank you, Honorable Members. The minutes of the 5th, which is a two-page minute.
Chair, as I said before, 2.2, can we change the word clarity to clarity? Questions of clarity. 2.2.
Okay. And informed again. As you proposed in the previous minutes.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, thank you for the correction. Page 2 of the minutes. If we can add things that are exceptional. If you can add where it was explained that things that are, we add are, exceptional by nature will be dealt with on the different tools.
Thank you.
Any correction on page 2 of the minutes? If there's none, can I then get a move for the adoption of the minutes?
I move for adoption of the minutes, Chair.
A minute. For adoption of a minute of the 5th of October 2017 with the correction on page 1 and page 2. Honorable Mandela, second. Thank you, Honorable Members. We're done with the minutes. Honorable Members, the schedule for travel arrangement for next week has been circulated. I will request that members go through that schedule. If there are changes, you just indicate to your support staff on time. Let's check the spelling mistakes. Let's check our rules and everything so that we don't experience some problems. The time, we'll be leaving here on Thursday after plenary on the 19th, sleeping over in Joburg. Then on the 20th, driving to MLO and have public hearings around MLO. From MLO, we drive to Malelane, I'm told. But you must get us the good bed, guest houses because there's no hotels in Malelane. They must not see the guest houses there. They must not just look at the guest houses in the internet, because pictures are different from sleep over in Malelane, then on Saturday go into Gamshushwa for the public hearings. Then after the public hearings in Gamshushwa, then members will depart. It means that next week members must prepare themselves, that on Friday we're working, on Saturday we're working, then on Saturday we'll go back home. But on Thursday we'll sleep over in Joburg, drive on Friday morning to MLO, have public hearings in MLO, then drive to Malelane, sleep over in Malelane, having public hearings in Gamshushwa on Saturday. Thank you very much. Check the roads, check the spellings, and advise our support staff accordingly. Honorable,
thank you, Chairperson, for the information, but what I want to emphasize is that we must get good drivers, because now it's becoming a norm that when we are on oversight as members of parliament, there's someone who is going to not to come back to parliament. You know, these people sometimes, how is as members of these committees, and then we go together with these securities and not. I know that the officials sometimes go before we leave. But for us, let's go together and not the others gone that way. You know, when we were in Richard Bay, we got lost because some took another route and the others took another route. And I think we must tell those people, transport people, not to separate the members.
I think the transport issue is the issue that must be on our agenda. Those who are belonging to different structures should raise this matter, because one of the challenges is the issue of people from another province going to another province to transport members. That is why there are these unnecessary U-turns, you know, or getting lost, because they don't know the area. That is the problem that we are experiencing, because almost in all the provinces we're being transported by one and the same people, company. From Bloemfontein going to KZN, going to Northern Cape, going to Limpopo, going, you know. So I think that one must be raised, because really we're still going to experience some incidents if that one is not corrected.
I notice here on page 2 that there's more flight details on the 2nd of November. Is that an indication that we will be going for more public hearings at that time?
We'll be having public hearings next week on the 19th and 20th, and again in the first week of November. That will be the last leg of the public hearings around Gauteng, because now currently we are remaining with two provinces, in Mpumalanga and Gauteng. So next week we'll be in Gauteng, Mpumalanga, then on the dates, the first and the second. But I think it was just this one day in Gauteng, because there are not lots of city aids. It's only the third. Yes, in Gauteng it's one day. Then we'll be finalizing our public hearings and remaining with other activities with regards to the amendment. So members have to diarize that, confirm and check the rules. Now, if you want to make corrections, you make them now. Then we don't want to experience some challenges on the traveling. The issue of the Voyager numbers also must be, they must check the travel agent whether Voyager numbers have been just put in for more.
Honorable Papa, I was just going to ask about the Voyager numbers. Should we phone these people directly? This after hours, what is this? Weinberg. Should we phone them directly, Puma?
Can I propose that members write their Voyager? But I will come to the number of Voyager.